familiar on stage voice in the theater community, takes the helm behind the scenes at Manoa Valley Theater as it kicks off its 51st season. Kip Webern is the new artistic director at MVT. Opera goers may know his tenor tones. He sat down with us yesterday afternoon to talk about what's ahead, and that includes a plan to train future theater techies.
It's definitely another perspective, for sure. Fortunately, I had a little bit of a transition. I was on the board at Manoa Valley Theater for 7.5 years before taking this position, so I've got no one to blame but myself for anything I didn't know or do know. No, it's fantastic, but it is very different. But the opportunity to shape the organization and to shape what repertoire we produce and all is just super exciting. We've got a great season coming up. We're going to start with A.R. Gurney's Sylvia, and it's a romantic comedy with an unconventional love triangle between a guy and he's a middle-aged guy. He's going through a little bit of a life crisis, his wife, and their newly adopted stray dog, Sylvia, who's played by Christine Lamborn. And if you've ever looked at your dog and said, I wonder what they're thinking, well, this is an opportunity to have an unfiltered look at perhaps what's going on inside the dog's head. I think it was first done as it was being developed in 1985, actually. So our production is set in 1995 in New York City. And so Central Park is a big part of it, and just the environment there. And the last incarnation on Broadway was starring Matthew Broderick, and he was fantastic in it.
Right, so if folks are familiar with that, then we've got another production in the works. And that actually starts this weekend.
September 19th, which would be Thursday evening.
Okay. And so, what else is on tap?
Well, we have two shows this year that we felt like were super, super coups for us to get the rights to produce. The first one is Sylvia and Then Once, which is a musical comedy. But what's really interesting about it is that the musicians are the actors, and the actors are the musicians. There's no pit where the orchestra's playing. So it's theatrically, it's fantastic. So they're playing, and then they're acting, and then going back and forth. This won the 2012 Best New Musical Tony, and since then it's been produced not that many times. It's a Hawaii premiere.
Talk about how difficult it is to get the rights to put on these productions.
Well, you know, we have a ton of theatrical product on stage in Honolulu, and we were so blessed with that. But also, everybody's competing to get the best shows. Fortunately, we have kind of a niche where we're doing more of we call ourselves Hawaii's Off-Broadway Playhouse. Well, we're doing some things that are a little bit, maybe a little more edgy, a little bit off. It's not the Disney musical, you know, it's a little different thing. Our friends over at Diamond Head Theater, they do that so well, and they're brilliant at it. But so we're in kind of a different spot.
Right. Yeah, they just did Matilda, and I saw that production.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah. So it is. Sometimes you have to court the licensing houses before it becomes available, saying, hey, we're really interested in this. And so over time, you develop relationships, which I'm working very hard on right now.
So you basically put your name on the list and hope all goes well, and at the end of the day, I mean, how far in advance do you have to put in, before you find out that you get to put this on?
Well, I had a conversation last week about some things that will probably be available in a couple of years. So, because I'm looking at what's on Broadway and what is doing really well and what's being accepted and the things that are a little groundbreaking, And so you have to, get involved with that early on. And so each time I have a conversation with someone in that licensing house, I'll say, hey, by the way, how's it going with this and that?
And I think, as you mentioned, we're very fortunate here in Hawaii because we have such a kind of a strong little, theater community. And the productions that we get to see and enjoy, there's just a broad cross-section.
Yeah. Our community theater scene here is like nothing I've ever seen. In all the different cities I've actually been there working or traveling to or living in, this is just the level here is so high. But I think it's partly because we don't have an equity, Actors Equity regional house here. But we have tons of professional level talent. And so they gravitate to where they can do what they're passionate about.
You know, I recall seeing productions over at the Army Theater, I think Vanita Ray. Yes,
yeah.
You know, and just amazing productions that we are treated to. And I think, you know, when I first went to Broadway, it was very different from what I had imagined, you know, as a theater student. And then I realized, gosh, you know, the productions that we have in Hawaii, I mean, they're really high caliber.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Well, there's a fantastic production right now at Palikū Theater, Children of Eden. Incredibly high production values.
And you folks just did the one to on Molokai.
Oh, yeah. Last year, you know, our 50th anniversary season was so much fun because we kind of looked back over the 50 years and brought forward some of the most popular shows that we did. And then we also had, because part of our mission is to present stories that are important, important stories to tell, but also stories that are important to our community here in Hawaii. And that's why we did Shipment Day. And it was a story of one of the residents at Kalapapa. And it was so moving, and I learned so much. I had no idea how that all came about.
Yeah, and to be able to then bring that story to the stage for your 50th anniversary was
right,
a big deal.
Right,
it's a big deal.
And we got to do one other as well, instead of the retrospective, but something groundbreaking, and that was George Takei's Allegiance, which is based on George's memories and his family's memories of being in the internment camps during World War II. And we are also very fortunate to be able to produce that at Hawaii Theater.
Now that you've taken over as artistic director, so what do you see ahead for Manoa Valley Theater?
Well, of course, I want to continue to build on the tradition we have at MVT of producing both entertaining but thought-provoking theater at the highest level possible. But I also feel like we've got a different mission. And I know this was a mission that Dwight Martin, my predecessor, really held dear. And that's to provide a place in the community where people in our community who are theater enthusiasts, for lack of a better word, can come and do what they're passionate about. You know, whether they're actors or singers or dancers, musicians, set builders, you know, painters, carpenters, sound designers, lighting designers, all those people come together to make a show. And we provide a place for them to come and to do it and to learn and to grow. And right now, we're really short on technical people in Honolulu. Sometimes when you're planning a show and you say, I need a lighting designer, well, all the designers are busy. So to that end, we're launching an education program. And initially, it's going to be, you know, there'll be the normal classes you expect, acting, stage combat, something like that. But it's going to be also very skewed toward the technical side so that we can start growing our own.
So where do those classes, where will they be taught?
I'm glad you asked because, you know, in Honolulu, finding space is a real challenge. And we are actually currently seeking a permanent spot for it. So if there's anybody out there who knows of one, give me a call.
Okay, so when do you hope to launch this?
We're hoping in the next month. So it's a push. And, you know, we'll use a temporary space as we have to, but we're really looking for that permanent space. I've got to give, you know, a lot of credit to people I've talked to and gotten advice about, you know, how to do this. Bryce Chaddick, who's at Punahou, who directed Matilda, by the way, was instrumental in kind of shaping what I'm thinking here. There seems to be a gap between like 14 and 22 years old as far as having places where they can learn. I mean, you know, the schools do their productions, but as far as really training all of that, I think Castle High School is doing a fantastic job of it right now. But we want to capture those people and train them. So it'll be, you know, after school, during the weeks, and on Saturdays. And so that's what we're planning.
That was Kip Wilburn, who takes over as the artistic director at Manoa Valley Theater. It launches its 51st season tomorrow night. Later on in the year, we'll feature the 2015 Tony Award-winning play, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, an unusual murder mystery told through the eyes of an autistic child.
There's no business-like show, business-like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything that traffic will allow.